Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and I'm here by myself in studio, but not on the radio. I have a guest tonight, and we're going to be talking Social Security, and we're going to be taking questions from our listeners, anyone who wants to call and ask any Social Security question. We have a great host tonight. We have a great host, too, right, Chris? We have a great guest tonight, Mary Beth Franklin, who's probably, at least in my opinion, one of the top nationally recognized experts in the area of Social Security, wrote a book to professional advisors like myself, helping your clients maximize their Social Security benefits, and writes numerous articles for Investment News on the topic. But she has an acclaimed career in personal finance herself, but she's decided, like, last 10 years approximately, to focus mainly on Social Security, and has done numerous articles and her book, and helping people maximize their Social Security benefits. And with all the law changes, it's important that you understand what you can and cannot do, and make sure you tell Social Security people, this is what I can do. Don't tell me I can't. And you hear that too. I hear that too often. We send somebody in with a strategy, and Social Security says, nah, you can't do that. So anyway, we want our listeners to call in any question on Social Security. Mary Beth will be more than happy to answer for you. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Tonight is all about Social Security and learning the things you can and cannot do in Social Security, especially with the recent changes in the last 3 or 4 years. It's important that you understand what these issues are. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, ask Mary Beth your question on Social Security. 410-922-6680. Mary Beth, are you there?
I certainly am, Drew. I'm glad to be back on your program. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's always great to have you, because you are considered in the financial advisory industry as somebody to go to help answer questions for our clients about Social Security. And we appreciate all the work that you do on our behalf in that regard.
And I think it's so important, because we've all heard the statistics. Baby boomers are reaching retirement age at the rate of 10,000 people a day. That's a lot of people with a lot of questions. And unfortunately, the great folks at the Social Security Administration are overworked and underpaid and short on time. And the rules are complicated. There's more than 2,700 rules that govern Social Security benefits. So sometimes mistakes are made, and mistakes can be costly.
Yeah, you know, we had a client come in about a year ago, Mary Beth, and he was 69. His wife was already collecting Social Security, but he hadn't collected anything. He hadn't collected on half of hers. He hadn't collected his own. He was waiting to maximize his benefit at age 70. And we said, gosh, you got to get back in. You at least get 1 year worth of half of your wife's. It's basically free money. And he went in and talked to Social Security, and they said, oh, yeah, you can do this. You can get a year. Of half of your wife's. But then they also noticed that there was a note that he had gone in and talked to Social Security in 2015 or something
probably
like that.
15 or 2016.
When he turned 66, he had gone in and asked for this exact thing. And they said, no, you can't do that. You got to wait and collect your own. And the person who was working with him now said that, well, that was bad advice, so we're going to give you retroactively back to when you were 66. And he got a check for like $50,000 plus the half for 1 year until he turned 70. And just think about it. If he would have just waited until he's 70 and nobody pointed this out to him, he would have never got a nickel of that money that was owed to him.
And I bet he's really glad that you're his financial advisor.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing about people who study these laws and those that write to you and say, hey, this situation, what should I be doing? Because I've read so many articles that you've helped other advisors on things dealing with Social Security. So,
well, for your listeners' benefit, let's just review some basic stuff. Yes, you can collect Social Security benefits as early as age 62, but you have to understand those benefits are going to be reduced the rest of your life by 25% or more. And that might be okay in your personal situation if that works for you. If people wait till their full retirement age, which right now is 66, they may have an added strategy. They might be able to claim only as a spouse. That's half of what their husband or wife are collecting, while their own benefits keep growing by 8% a year up until age 70.
But that's only going to work for people who turn 66 this year, right?
Right. 2019 is a banner year. This is the last year that people who turn 66 this year can exercise this strategy. People like me who turn 66 next year or afterwards will never be able to do it.
Yeah, we got the shaft, Mary Beth.
Well, I always think it's my fault because apparently my face is on a dartboard at the Social Security Administration, and they do know my birth date, so I really think it's my fault, and I apologize to anyone.
You weren't born on January 3rd, though, were you?
No, I was born December 15th, 1954, so I can't do this. So the word out there in radio land is if you were born in 1953 or sooner, and you're married or you're divorced after being married at least 10 years, you may have additional options.
Yeah. And it's amazing how many people don't know that. And we've had clients that we've sent into Social Security and the rep says, no, you can't do that. That law was changed. And we have to send them back again.
And my remedy for that is socialsecurity.gov, the official website, has lots of great information. You can just go to ssa.gov and in the search box type spousal benefits, and you'll get this nice little document that explains everything you can do based on your birthday. Print it out, take it with you, and say, well, your website says I can do this.
Yeah. So, Mary Beth, we're going to take our first pause, but I want to let our listeners know we're on a show strictly on Social Security tonight. You can call in and ask any question, Mary Beth Franklin, on Social Security. And the phone number is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. The lines are open if you want to call in and ask a question. But right now, we have to take a pause with traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Mary Beth Franklin, one of the nation's foremost experts on Social Security. And you get to call in, ask your questions. Lines are coming in hot and heavy now, 410-922-6680. But remember, you can also get online with 800-922-6680. 800-922-6680 is a little trick to get in because we are filling the lines now. But feel free to keep calling and you'll get in. We're going to go to George first. Hopefully you're there with me, Mary Beth.
I hear you right away, and I'm ready to listen to George's question.
All right, George, go for it.
Okay, so my wife turned 65 in May of 2020.
Okay.
She has not worked in over 30 years. She has her 40 quarters of Social Security.
Okay.
But she's been a stay-at-home mom for 30 years and hasn't contributed for 30 years.
Okay.
So her benefit is going to be kind of low.
Right. But she's also entitled to a benefit worth half of yours because
okay,
she's married to you.
Let me talk about me. I'm 69.
Okay.
I will turn 70 and a half around December of 2020.
Okay.
I am a federal employee under the old retirement system.
So you're under the old CSRS, Civil Service
retirement system? CSRS, so I do not contribute to Social Security, haven't, you know, since I was a federal employee.
Okay.
And that's been over 30-plus years. I want to take, my original plan was to take my Social Security at 70 and a half to maximize the my benefit, which I think is a sound strategy. However, I had to sign up for Medicare at age 65 because I'm also retired military reserve, and I had to preserve my TRICARE benefits.
Correct.
People
who have TRICARE when they're in the military have to sign up for Medicare Part A and B at 65.
I tried to avoid it, but I couldn't. So now my wife has to sign up for Medicare. And I need the cash flow to be able to pay for a second Medicare premium.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, one of us has got to take Social Security to help pay for this. So I was...
You took a survivor's benefit on your CSRS pension too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mary Beth, real quick, because we got to keep rolling. Wouldn't he be best to just let his wife start claiming at 65?
Yeah, I think it makes sense for the wife to claim her benefit. It will be very low because she has, limited work history. But with any luck, it might be enough to pay her Medicare premium.
Yeah, it probably will be. Yeah. And she's not going to get any survivor benefit from his Social Security, even if he maximizes it at 70, because she's a survivor on CSRS pension, likely.
Oh, she
well,
is.
Keep in mind, her Social Security survivor benefit would not be reduced. It's the person, George, who did not pay FICA taxes his whole life, who's penalized.
Yeah.
So if he...
Now I have my 40 quarters of Social Security, too.
Yeah,
right.
But you probably didn't put a lot into the system over the time.
And George, whatever Social Security benefit you think you're going to get, it's going to be reduced by something called the windfall elimination provision.
I know.
So
right. You're
going to get a reduced Social Security benefit. And once you claim Social Security, which, by the way, maxes out at 70, not 70 and a half. That's
okay. Something
to do with IRAs. Your maximum benefit is at 70. But, you know, I'd say go ahead and claim it now. Let your wife claim Social Security because she's going to get the higher of the two benefits, her own benefit or half of your benefit after it's been reduced for that windfall elimination provision.
Okay.
Right.
And
I gotta move on, George.
What I would like to do.
George, I gotta move on.
Social Security.
I can't keep. And John in Cockeysville, how can we help you?
I mean, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just turned 65, and
happy
I'm
birthday.
On Medicare Part A and Part B. I got the supplemental. I got the script plan. I got all that stuff.
Okay.
I took Social Security at 62, and you know why I took it? You want to hear the reason?
What's the reason?
I took it because a friend of mine's wife retired from the government. She lived a year, and she collected 1 year's worth of Social Security and 1 year's worth of her pension before she died.
That does happen, unfortunately, sometimes.
And I thought to myself, well, who says I'm going to live until I'm 66? Who says I'm going to live until I'm 70? So I decided to take it then, and I'm glad in a way that I did because, I mean, I'm living on it now. I'm semi-retired. Okay, my question to you would be, okay, say for instance, okay, now I know that right now I can only make up to about $17,400. Is that correct?
In 2019, right, it's $17,640. After that, you start losing some benefits to the earnings cap.
But when you're 66, though, you can gain up. I mean, you can make up to what, 46,000?
It actually goes away completely once you reach 66. in the year you turn 66, in the months before your 66th birthday, you can earn close to $47,000 before you lose anything.
Here's my dilemma. My birthday's not until May.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for instance, okay, give me a for instance, like I started a full-time job, and it paid up to $46,000 a year starting in January.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I worked that whole year all the way to the end of the tax year, will I be penalized for those months that I was not 66?
If you are working in the year you turn 66, you say you turn 66 in May, and the earnings restrictions are only going to apply January, February, March, and April, they go away the month you turn 66. So as long as you don't make over about $47,000 a year during the first 4 months of next year, you're not going to be penalized.
But Mary Beth, he'll also get that money back technically once he turns 66 anyway. So he's not really losing
anything. But the thing I do tell people is be upfront with Social Security. If you are collecting Social Security and you plan to go back to work, tell them in advance. Because
right.
It allows them, if you're going to go over these earnings restrictions, to withhold the benefits in advance until the earnings cap is satisfied. Because otherwise, you're going to get a bill 1, 2, 3 years from now saying, oops, look, we overpaid you by $33,000. We'd like that back right now in a lump sum.
Yeah.
Well, I already had a bad experience like that. I went over in 2016, so they're withholding $75 a month from me.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and my poor wife, I mean,
once you get to 66, those earnings restrictions go away.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my poor wife, she passed away last year. She was going to wait until she was 70. She was going to retire from Baltimore County. Unfortunately, she died last year at 64. She didn't collect a penny of Social Security, and you know what? She's not going to get a penny, and neither am I.
Hey, Mary Beth, when he turns 66, can he suspend his benefit and start collecting survivors for 4 years?
Well, the problem is, under the new rules, if you suspend your benefits stop. He could switch to the survivor benefits if that was bigger than his own benefit.
Yeah, so they won't let him just suspend it, even though it's smaller, and allow his benefits to continue to grow. So that's unfortunate. If he would have waited until he was 66, he would have had a lot of strategies that he could have implemented.
Yes, for
we got to run, John. But it's a great question. You know, we got to go to John in Middle River. John, how can we help you?
Yes, I have a question for you. This is a little bit of a different scenario here. Say you have an individual who is about to approach retirement age, 66, and he was married to, for the lack of a better word, a trophy wife who was 20 or more years younger.
Uh-huh.
How is that going to affect her as far as Social Security goes?
Well, people are not eligible to collect a retirement benefit until they're old enough, age 62. So he could be collecting Social Security, but if she's 35, she's not going to get any benefits unless he dies. If he dies, she can get a survivor benefit as early as 60, but if they have kids together, let's say they got a 4-year-old and he dies, the 4-year-old gets benefits and so does his mother, regardless of her age, if she's taking care of him up to the time he's 16.
Okay, thank you. That's what I needed to know.
All right, John. Good question. That's an important understanding of that. Chuck
in
Essex.
We also call that the Viagra College Fund. If the 75-year-old dad is collecting Social Security and he's got a minor child, the child gets a benefit while dad is still alive, and so does the mother of any age if she's taking care of that child who's under 16.
Yeah. So Mary Beth got a hold, and we've got lines open now. We have a couple people online. We're going to go right to them when we come back. But if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Mary Beth Franklin answering questions on Social Security. Call in now. Right now, at this moment, I got to take a traffic pause. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Mary Beth Franklin, one of the nation's foremost experts on Social Security. We're doing Social Security questions. I want to apologize to George and John in that last segment. I had to hang up on them and move on to my next caller. I got lots of people online. I want to give everybody a fair chance to ask some questions. I can't keep going on. So be prepared as we go into your question to ask your question to Mary Beth quickly, and we can get everyone in. Ed in Timonium, how can we help you? Ed? Ed in Timonium. We're gone. We're going down to Chuck in Essex. Chuck, how can I help you?
Yes. Question. I was wondering how I have a few back years of taxes that I owe. If I made a settlement, how would that affect my Social Security?
I'm afraid that's a little outside my area of expertise. I know Social Security benefits can be withheld for payment of back taxes. But I'm afraid a tax attorney would be a better person to answer that question.
Yeah, that's a real direct and personal one, so you really need to get specific advice on that one, Chuck. But it's a good question. All right, thank
okay.
you.
All right.
We're going to Paul in Annapolis. Paul, how can we help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask Mary Beth if she's familiar with, I read an article recently that said that members of the military that served prior to 1968 were perhaps not getting the full credit that they deserved under Social Security. If you served between any time after 68, it was updated up to 2001, but that people that served in the military prior to 68 might have to be proactive in improving those earnings.
Well, I know people in the military have been paying FICA payroll taxes since 1957, I believe. Now, how complete those records are, I don't know, and I would say any of the veterans organizations or your specific branch of the military is probably the best to follow up with that.
When you do the application too, Mary Beth, aren't they asking that military question?
They do, and yeah. So they do check your military records.
Yeah.
As I said, they've always stated that military personnel have been paying into Social Security since 1957. So I'm not clear if what you're reading applies to a specific branch of the service or reserves, or it sounds like a very specific issue that I would follow up with your branch of the service.
All right. Good question, Paul. And we're going to Chuck in Columbia. Chuck, how can we help you? Chuck in Columbia. All right, Chuck's gone. We're on an open show. We got a couple callers online, but if you want to call in, 410-922-6680, there are lines open right this minute. So now's time to call in and ask Mary Beth your question. But right now we're going to Dan in Pikesville. Dan, how can we help you?
Okay, just to get off speakerphone. I got into the car right as you were talking about survivor benefits for people of a certain age. I was 1946. I worked for the federal government my entire career. My wife was on the split system, whatever that was called. So she will be, she's also retired, but she's waiting until age 70 to claim her Social Security. She's right now 67. She'll be 67 this year. Did you say that the people born? I was born in 1946. Did you? I missed the issue of whether I can be eligible for survivor benefits born before a certain date. That's what I missed.
I'm glad you raised the question because there's lots of confusion here. What I was talking about was spousal benefits. If you were born before 1954 and you're married or you're an eligible divorced spouse, you may be able to claim half of your husband's or wife's spousal benefits while they're still alive and let your own benefit grow. What you were asking was survivor benefits. That's when your former spouse is...
I actually made a mistake. I really meant spousal benefits. I apologize.
Okay. Well, spousal benefits, there's two things involved. For the average person is, if I'm born before January 2nd, 1954, and I'm married, I can say when I turn 66... don't pay me my benefits. Let them keep growing by 8% a year. Pay me half of my spouse's benefit. That's known as filing a restricted claim for spousal benefits. And people who turn 66 this year are the last group of people that can do this. But you've got a different issue. Because you're a federal retiree, you were under the old civil service retirement system, which meant you did not pay Social Security payroll taxes. There are different rules that apply to you. Your wife was on that split system called Civil Service Retirement Offset or Federal Employees Retirement System. In either case, at some point in her career, she was paying FICA taxes, payroll taxes. So she's able to collect full Social Security. Because you have a government pension based on work where you didn't pay FICA taxes, you are probably not going to be able to collect any benefits as a spouse once your wife claims Social Security, because something called the Government Pension Offset Rule says if you have a public pension based on work where you didn't pay FICA taxes and you try to collect Social Security benefits as a spouse or a survivor, they are going to reduce any potential Social Security benefits by two-thirds of the amount of your pension. And in most cases, that is going to wipe out any Social Security spousal or survivor benefits.
All right, Dan, good question.
So
good question.
If there is a residual, even if it's $10, let's say, for the sake of argument, that would be payable. In other words,
yes,
it's a difference.
If there's a residual, you'd get that.
It's highly unlikely that that's going to happen, though, usually. Sue and Glen Burnie, how can we help you?
Hi, my husband will turn 67 this year. I'm 10 years younger than him. Mm-hmm. So if he is still working at this point, if he continues working, could he right now apply to get half of my Social Security?
No, because you have not claimed Social Security yet. You actually have to be claiming Social Security for the other spouse who's old enough.
Okay.
Right. And you're not old enough to claim Social Security. If, for example, you were 62 right now and you claimed Social Security benefits and he was 67, yes, he could get half of your full retirement age benefit while his own benefit continued to grow. But because you're too young to claim Social Security, he can't do that.
Yeah. Good question, Sue.
Okay.
There's two parts to that point, right, Mary Beth? One, you have to be born before January 2nd, 1954. And two, you have to have a spouse that's claiming, or you have to been married and divorced, married at least 10 years and divorced, and a spouse that may have been able to collect Social Security. So there's a lot more than just you're born in before 1954.
Right, and there's a special rule for those eligible divorce spouses. If I'm born before 1954 and I was married at least 10 years and I'm divorced, I can collect on my ex-husband's record even if he hasn't claimed yet, as long as he's old enough for Social Security.
That is correct. That's a great point. Excellent point. Let's go to Mike in Dover, Delaware. Real cool. Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Go ahead. Yeah, we're doing great.
Yeah, you might have just answered my question, but I'm going to be 66 in August.
Okay.
My wife will be 65 in January of 2020.
Okay.
I can collect half of her spousal benefit. Is that correct?
As long as she starts collecting. Yeah, right.
Once she claims her benefit, then you can claim half of hers.
Okay, so if she files it now.
Well, she can do it. She can wait till, you know, January 2020, you're not limited to what you can do. You know, you don't have to do it this year. The key is you have to be 66 by the end of this year to claim spousal benefits this year or later.
Are you the higher earner of the two, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I usually find, Mary Beth, that if you've got a lower earner and, you know, a lot of times it's best for her to just go ahead and claim, let him take half and let his grow to 70.
I agree, as long as she's not working and subject to earnings restrictions.
That is true. Very good point. Very good point. All right, Mike?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
good
point. Hold on, Mary Beth. We're going to take our last pause with traffic. Going to be right back. We'll answer any more questions. We saw a couple people online with two lines open, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Money, Riches, and Wealth. We got lots of callers online. We're going to go right to them. Sharon in Pasadena, how can we help you?
Hi, I'd like to ask a question about Social Security, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was born in 1955, and my husband was born in 1960, so we kind of have different rules. Now, when I retire, I might hold off on collecting and continue to work part-time. And part-time, I will make about $80,000. For 20 hours. So can I just live on that until it's time for him to retire? Is that the best way?
Well, first of all, if you're earning, you said $80,000, that would, you know, wipe out any Social Security benefit if you claimed before your full retirement age. So you would want to wait until at least your full retirement age to claim when the earnings restrictions go away. Now, I wasn't quite sure I heard correctly. You were born in 1955. Did you say your husband is 1960 or 1950?
1960. So 60. He's 5 years younger than me. So I was confused when you were talking about I could collect some of his and he can collect some of mine. So
can't because of your birth date. Only people born before January 2nd, 1954 can do that. People born after that date never have that option. Like you, whenever you claim Social Security, you will be paid the highest benefit to which you're entitled at that time, whether it's on your own record or as a spouse. You don't get to choose. Only people born before 1954 get that choice.
Right. So, Sharon, you're probably best to wait till you're age 70 to collect, since you're not going to get any benefit out of that. Joe in Perry Hall, how can we help you?
Yeah, I just have a question about the government offset, because I'm collecting pension, but I've worked for the last 30 years. Is there an elimination to that offset?
Well, the government pension offset only applies if you're trying to collect on your wife's record or if you're a widow trying to collect survivor benefits. There's a separate rule that applies to you that's called windfall elimination provision. It says if you have a government pension where you didn't pay FICA taxes and you also worked long enough to earn a Social Security benefit on your own record, you'll get it, but it will be reduced. It can be reduced by up to half the amount of your public pension, but that reduction can exceed $463 a month this year. So say you're entitled to $1,000 Social Security, you might get $500 and change out of it because of the offset.
Joe, what kind of income did you make during your non-U.S. government work? Did you make $50? Did you make $100? Did you make $200? What?
Over 100.
Well, if he was making sort of the maximum benefit, he might not find any elimination. Would he, Mary Beth, if he has 30-some years of making good income over those years?
If he has at least 30 years of covered Social Security earnings, that's considered substantial earnings, then that windfall elimination provision goes away. I'd recommend you go to ssa.gov and just put in public employee in the search box, or WEP for windfall elimination provision. there's a calculator there where you can get an estimate of what your benefits will be and a really good explanation of how it applies.
Yep, good point. Sharon in Finksburg, how can we help you?
Yes, I had a question on spousal benefits.
Okay.
I wasn't sure I understood what you said. I'm 64, my husband's 66.
Okay.
So can we wait until I'm 66 to do the spousal benefit?
Well, you will not be able to do it because you were born after the cutoff. But your husband can once you claim. Are you still working right now?
I'm not, but he is.
Okay. Well, you may want to go ahead and claim your Social Security, and when he turns 66, he can claim and get half.
He is 66.
Pardon me? He is 66. So you might want to claim right now. Your benefit's going to be reduced a little bit because you're claiming 2 years early. But because he's 66, he can file a restricted claim for spousal benefits and get half of your full retirement age benefit. Even though your benefits are reduced, he still gets half of your full benefit for 4 years, and then at 70, he switches to his own maximum benefit.
And because he's full retirement age, he's not going to get any earnings offset either. So it's like free money, Sharon.
So we don't have to worry about the $47,000 increase.
Correct, because he's already 66. That goes away when he reaches full retirement age.
Yeah, it's almost a slam dunk. There's almost no reason not to do it if you can claim Social Security and you're comfortable with claiming for yourself. I got to run, but a great point. Yes, and we're going to the last caller tonight, probably. Stephen Perry Hall, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. And you answered my call earlier, and I just wanted to stay on the phone and say thanks for the info that you guys are providing. It's been very helpful, and I really appreciate it. So you did answer my call earlier, and I just want to say thank you.
Well, appreciate that, Steve, but it's Mary Beth who's the expert on this. She's the one who teaches me a lot. I read her articles all the time when they come out.
I'm glad you found it helpful, Steve. Thanks for calling back.
We're going to take one more. We're going to go to Bonnie in Essex. Bonnie, how can we help you?
Hi. I am 60 right now, and I was talking with someone at work the other day that they said at 70 years old, if I work past that, I will not have any increases. Is that true?
That's wrong. Every year that you continue to work, regardless of your age, if it replaces a lower earning year that your benefits are based on, then you'll have a bigger benefit in the future. What they're saying is you get an extra 8% per year if you wait to claim benefits to age 70. That 8% a year will stop at 70. But if you're making more money at 70 than you did, you know, when you were 25, and it replaces one of those lower earnings years in your calculation, then your benefits could continue to increase.
Absolutely. Good question. All right, Bonnie?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, Mary Beth, I've got a very short time, but I wanted to ask this interesting question. So let's say I'm 66, and let's say my wife is 63, but still working, making $50,000, $60,000 a year. But we just want to try to game the system. We want her to go ahead and claim, even though she knows she's going to lose it all, so that I can start taking half of hers and let mine grow. Will they allow me to do that?
Generally won't work, because if she claims her benefits before full retirement age and she continues to work and she makes more than the earnings limit, which is about $17,000 a year, now she's going to start losing benefits. And anybody who's collecting on her record, like you, her husband, will also lose benefits. You'd have to do the math. It is possible they might come out with a little bit, but
it's not worth it.
Would probably be better off waiting her full retirement age to collect.
Yep.
Or if she stops working before then.
Yep. Well, Mary Beth, we're finished as always. When you have a great guest, it goes extremely quickly, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and it was my pleasure.
Yeah. If you guys can follow Mary Beth Investment News if anybody wants to read some of her articles, but right now it's Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Hey, you feel, things are gonna be
return.